Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the Layer 123 NFV World Congress event in San Jose, and I'm delighted to be joined by Arun Rajagopal, NFV architect at Sprint. Welcome, Arun. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Really excited to talk to you because I've been reading about what you guys have been doing, but let's get to it. Why don't you just start with an introduction on your role at Sprint and how that fits into Sprint's strategy for transforming the network?
So we're part of the CTO organization at Sprint, and it's called Technology, Innovation, and Architecture. And our role inside of Sprint is to create, propose, recommend new technologies and architectures for future deployment of networks. And you know, we play a pretty seminal role in how the future network at Sprint gets built, and we provide those recommendations. And you know, a lot of that work involves a lot of innovation. You know, we do a lot of proof of concept type work, and we do a lot of research work. And this project, C3PO specifically, is of the latter kind. And we are doing a lot of research work with Intel around how the future of the network should shape out, you know, both from an architecture perspective as well as from a performance perspective. You know, the paradigm has shifted from, you know, buying big I and big boxes to where, you know, we're using general purpose compute for the applications and the services that we run in the network, and essentially build a network on top of an infrastructure platform that's compute based, and then software applications performing the specific functions that the network elements need to perform. So we started this work with Intel like actually 4 years ago, mostly around trying to improve performance of existing software-based network applications. And we kind of got to a point where we figured for us to kind of get to the performance levels that we really need to get to, we need to rethink how network applications, especially the wireless core, the LTE EPC, is built and architected. And that got us down this path where we essentially created three pieces of software, really, that comprise what's called C3PO. C3PO stands for Clean Cups Core for Packet Optimization.
Which is my favorite acronym of 2017,
well, that's
far,
awesome,
I gotta
right?
say.
We love acronyms, you know, that kind of jive with the culture of today, mm-hmm. right? The notion of C3PO is that we have a separation of control plane and user plane for the LTE EPC, which is not a new concept, but what's different, I think, about this implementation that we've managed to put together is the performance benchmarks that we've been able to hit. The architecture is really, you know, we have a control plane function, we have a user plane or data plane function, and we have an SDN controller. So really three different pieces that come together to perform the wireless EPC function, combined SAE gateway function, as it would be typically called. And what we are able to do with this is, you know, with pretty minimal compute footprint, we are able to really exceed our own expectations about performance and how the end-to-end system performs. The control plane and the user plane function, the data plane functions, have been open sourced in the mobile card forum associated with Owen Labs. And the SDN controller component is actually an OpenDaylight plugin, and that has been open sourced as well in the OpenDaylight forum. So all the components are open sourced and available for the community to participate in. And that's where we really hope that, you know, we will be able to take this work, that there will be a much bigger, broader community engagement in the work that we're doing, in the collaboration, the research work we're doing with Intel, so we jointly get to develop a much better solution that becomes a reference benchmark for a high-performance evolved packet core for LTE applications.
Tell me why you chose to work with Intel on this, and what did Sprint bring, what did Intel bring in terms of a synergistic team to deliver something?
The intent when we first engaged with Intel was to understand where the performance bottlenecks are for the EPC application to run on, you know, a general purpose compute platform, right? So we looked at the available options out there, and we figured we are possibly not utilizing the underlying compute platform to its fullest extent. Mm-hmm. And then we thought about, okay, so now if we were to kind of wipe the slate clean and create the same solution in a way that would maximize performance, right? You know, where would that take us, right?
Right.
So that thinking started maybe about a year and a half ago. You know, what if we start writing some code ourselves, right, to kind of create a reference architecture that can prove that Intel x86 platforms can perform better than what industry performance benchmarks were at that time.
Sure.
The basic thinking when we started this work with Intel, who understands Intel architecture better than Intel, right? Who understands the Intel chipset, the Xeon chipset better than Intel? So why shouldn't we work with Intel to understand how we can get the most value and efficiencies out of an application that is running on top of the Intel platform, right? And we are leveraging the data plane development kit, DPDK, and trying to leverage it to the fullest extent. And that's really the skill sets and the resources that Intel brought to the table. It's a joint collaboration, Intel doing the data plane and the control plane functions, and then Sprint developing the SDN controller piece, and together putting this EPC together that we think can hopefully exceed expectations of the community for applications like the LTE EPC.
You used a Xeon E5 2680 processor, V4, mm-hmm. and I know that you achieved some incredible performance on this platform based on the number of subscribers that you could be supporting within Sprint's vast network. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Minimum configuration from a compute perspective that we need for a C3PO deployment is 7 compute cores. So we have a few cores that are performing, if I may describe them that way, overhead functions. And we have 1 compute core actually performing the control plane function and a separate core dedicated for what we are describing as packet processing. So the overhead cores really enable the packet processing core to take the packets that are coming in from the wireless side of the network, process the packet, and send them on to their internet destination. So the packet processing core is really the workhorse here that does all the work that an EPC really should be doing. And, you know, what's been implemented on that packet processing core is a pipeline architecture for packet processing. So it's, you know, we call it the packet processing pipeline. So with a single packet processing core, with the other overhead cores, we are able to hit, and these are, you know, lab numbers that we see in the Sprint labs. You know, we are able to hit for 500,000 subscribers, so 500,000 subscribers, we're able to hit about 1.63 almost million packets per second.
Wow.
That also saturated a pair of 10 gig NICs that we had actually on that compute node. So from the 1 packet processing core, if you go to 2 to 3 to 4 and possibly beyond, right, we've tested and characterized performance up to 4 packet processing nodes. We have linear scaling. With 4 packet processing cores, we are able to get to 6.5 million packets per second, really, for 500,000 subscribers. Now, the numbers get better, you know, when we go to a smaller number of subscribers. So with 50,000 subscribers on a single packet processing core, we are able to hit about 2.2 million PPS, packets per second. And with 4 packet processing cores with 50,000 subscribers, we are able to hit a little more than 8 million PPS, right? So it's near perfect linear scaling that we are getting. So what that tells us is the ability of this architecture to scale vertically looks very good for what we have characterized it up to. Now, we also have work in progress right now that we're continuing to work with Intel on the horizontal scaling aspects. We are wanting to make sure that, you know, we can deploy multiple instances of this in parallel, you know, using the SDN
right.
controller to have an SDN controlled network of EPC components that can scale up and down, you know, both vertically and horizontally.
So that gets you to millions of subscribers.
Absolutely. Right. So the hope is that, you know, we will, using this architecture, be able to go up to millions of subscribers in any one location, you know, both scaling horizontally and vertically if required, and with SDN control kind of seamlessly integrated into the rest of the network fabric.
Where can folks find out more information about what you've delivered to the open source community and engage further?
The SDN controller is an Open Daylight plugin. So if you want to go to the Open Daylight forum and look up an FPC agent, and the control plane and the data plane functions are open source through the COD forum under Owen Labs. So if you go there and look for next generation core, you'll likely find that as well. But now these are not totally open to the public yet. You know, they are, you know, you can actually be invited in. And if you go there and indicate your interest, it's an easy process for you to get added to the list that will have access to the code.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I know your schedule is very busy.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. We'll
Network.